Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Let's pray together. Say, for every member of my family, anyone that has them to devour them, they shall be devoured. For my word, anyone that goes against my word, they shall go into captivity. In my health, anyone that attempts to plunder my health, they shall be plundered. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and do that for me. In the name of Jesus, they shall be devoured. They shall be devoured. They shall be devoured. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's go on verse 17. Have your seat, verse 17. Verse 17, just move it forward. For, can we read together? For I will restore health to you and your wounds. Three prayer points there. Health, body, that's body. Wound, that is soul. You know, wound, nobody they see him. What we call wound in the Bible is broken. Somebody have cheated you. Somebody have disappointed you. You have an emotional pain. Listen. To restore to you. This year, you are not permitted to be sick. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Some of you, because you have been wounded emotionally, nobody has ever loved you. Whenever you sick, that's when people gather around you. So you always pray to be sick. So that emotional wound will be here. You always see people. It's whenever I'm sick that they all come together. And every year you want to be sick. See, not under this roof this year. Did you hear me? Any sickness that make people gather around you, they visit you. They bring one bovita, one this thing, and you are happy. They are caring people, though. They are caring people. That's not sickness. Stop deceiving yourself this year. I don't know if there is somebody like that in our church, but I'm just talking by my leading. The Lord is restoring health to your bodies. The Lord is restoring health to your body. Lift your right hand and say, 2022, the Lord is restoring health to my body. The Lord is restoring health to my body. The Lord is restoring health to my body. The Lord is restoring health. To my body, the Lord is restoring health. The Lord is restoring health to my body. In the name of Jesus, I speak to everybody here. Let the body receive strength. Let your joints receive strength. Let your bone receive strength. Let your marrow receive strength. Let your organs receive strength. Let the Lord restore health to your body. In the name of Jesus. Remember, don't join them to say what they say, or you end the way they end up. I've always given an example of what I see my work putting on their WhatsApp. Hey, then go they hear them now. Now this is it. So you see every AA, they will put it. Now we they hear them. Now you they hear it. You they hear sickness. He is restoring health to your body. Hello, are we here? He is restoring health to my body. It does not matter your genotype. The Lord is restoring health to your body. Did you hear the word of the Lord? It does not matter your genotype. It does not matter your blood group. The Lord is restoring health to your body. It does not matter your allergies. The Lord is restoring health to your body. It does not matter what happened in the past. The Lord is restoring health to your body. In the name of Jesus. every wound in your soul, in your heart, in your mind, in your emotions, the blood of Jesus is taking them away. In the name of Jesus. Let's take verse 18 quickly. Verse 18. Can we go? 1, 2. Thus says the Lord. Can we read it again? Thus says the Lord. Behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tent of Jacob and have compassion on his dwelling. The city shall be rebuilt on its mold, and the palace. Everything you have lost in the past, in your habitation, in your business, in your line of business, in your work, let there be a restoration in 2022. In the name of Jesus. So lift your two hands up and decree a restoration for everything you have lost. Let's pray. A restoration. Lost customers. Lost opportunities. Lost patronage. Let there be a restoration. 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 Restoration, restoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's quickly, this is dropping to my spirit. Isaiah 42, 42, 22. Isaiah 42, 22. Isaiah 42, 22. But this is a people plundered and looted. They are all of them trapped in holes and hidden in prisons. They have become plunder with none to the rescue. Spoil with none to say, restore. I don't know the picture where you fall there. But it remains because none shouted, restore. So I don't care what the story is. We are here to shout, restore. Are we here? Are we here? Can I hear you say in the name of Jesus? That is too weak. Can I hear you in the name of Jesus? That is too weak. Can I hear in the name of Jesus? Restore! 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 In the name of Jesus. Restore! Restore! In the name of Jesus. Restore! Restore! In the name of Jesus. Restore! In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you don't know the role of shout in the Bible, you have not started. The walls of Jericho came down by a shout. If you don't know the role of speaking in your faith, you will be left behind. Faith speaks. Are we here? I told you this year we are going to be speaking. Lift your right. Can I hear your voice? Say, restore! In the name of Jesus, you are going to put that in your mind. Is it the number of customers have been lost? Have you lost the shop? Have you lost the job? You are going to be shouting, restore. And as the Lord leaded, this first quarter, restore! Restore! In the name of Jesus, restore! In the name of Jesus, restore! In the name of Jesus, restore! 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 In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. Have you lost something before that you don't know that you lost it? Until the day you needed it, then you start looking. That's when you know that you lost it. I pray for you. Anything you have lost that you don't know about yet, let them be restored by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear the shout of restore? Why can I hear restore? In the name of Jesus. We are going to shout restore 7 times and I preach. Can we stand up on our feet? Restore is a verb. It's an action word. It's a command. I'm not an English teacher, so let me not teach verb. There are enough Christian English teachers in the church. And God's going to be shouting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you'll be shouting, restore. Restore. That means, and then we have played our role. Let's see what God will do. Are you ready? Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Have your seat. Genesis 1:26. And the Lord said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on earth. We started looking at what it means to be created in the image of God. And we said image is resemblance or semblance. So we are created to resemble God. What does it mean to be created in the likeness of God? Likeness means similitude, same fashion. So to be created in the likeness of God is to be similar to God, to be in the similitude of God and in the fashion of God. So God's agenda for creating you is for you to be in His likeness and in His image. In other words, you were created with the characteristics of God and the qualities of God. I remember last week telling you the limits of it and the bounds under which you operate in this. And last week we now started saying, if our God is a supernatural God and we're created in His image and likeness, then we can boldly say that we are supernatural. And then we started looking at the Bible and seeing ways in which we are similar and we are in the likeness of God. And the first thing we said is that God is a spirit and we are spirit. And therefore, because we are spirit, we are supernatural. I remember giving examples of your DPR chief priests in your villages. Many of them, we call them spirit. They can come from anywhere and say, nobody is going out tomorrow. Nobody goes out. Try it and see what happens to you. You are a spirit also. Elijah operated that way. He came and said, no rain. And there was no rain. He came back and said, let there be rain. There was rain. Why? He is a spirit created in the likeness of God, who is a spirit. And he started displaying the spiritual characteristics. And I told you that we were created as spirits. We have souls. We live in a body. When Adam sinned, our spirit died. Our body began to rule. Our soul began to rule. Then later, when we became born again, our spirit came alive. But because we have lived in our body and soul for a long time, whenever we want our spirit to do something, the body puts it in check. Our soul puts it in check. So because our spirit is us, as we must give our spirit strength to overcome our body and our soul. I remember using Nigeria as an example. If you have stayed in Nigeria all your life, and they took you to America, you became a citizen. They now transfer you back to Nigeria to represent America government. You will discover that you will still be keeping some traditions in this place. You will still be doing, because it's your culture. You are used to it. You have done it for a long time. Because our body has ruled over us for a long time. Our souls have ruled over us for a long time. We have to teach our spirit how to be in charge, how to control our bodies, how to control our souls. So when your body is giving signal to your spirit, headache, the spirit says, no be headache. I am now born again. I have dominion. It is not headache. It's a symptom. It's an illusion. Body, keep quiet. I don't have headache. It's an attack of headache and I reject it. And then the body says, yes, sir. Headache disappears. But as long as the body rules your spirit, you will be sick. They will dominate you. You will lose battles. But you are a spirit and you are supernatural. It is what you allow to rule in your life that determines what you display in life. If you allow your body to rule, soon, I am weak. But spirits don't say I'm weak. Because spirits don't get weak. So when the body is weak, the spirit says, I am strong. Hello, the body is weak, but the spirit is strong. Because you are supernatural. And we look at the fact that we are supernatural because God has dominion. God has power and authority. And he gave us power and authority in his likeness. Number three, God has supernatural intelligence. And God, because we are created in his likeness, gave us supernatural intelligence. And I remember telling you, in this church, nobody is dull. Is the teacher that said so? You are not. You don't understand what I'm saying. The school report says you are dull. It is not you. It is report card. You are not dull. The day you make your mind to change, you have changed. Hello, are we here? In Kenya, a 70-year-old man stood up and said he wants to acquire a degree. He started primary school at 70. He finished the primary school before he died. The time you wake up is the beginning of your life. But you know the problem? You are too proud to start. What will people say? What will people say? What will people say? And you are suffering. You are forgetting that you are spiritual. You are supernatural. You are not moved by what people say. I'm not moved by what I hear. Okay. Then after you leave here now, what will people say about me now? What will people say about me now? Are you sure you are a spirit? Are you sure you are supernatural? What will a spirit be bothering about bodies for? Now then get their mouth, let them talk. Talk about work anybody, lowly friend, wrestler. You don't know. You are behaving as if you don't know that song. Okay. So, we are created supernatural intelligence in the likeness of God. And in the first service today, we learned that we have dominion. We are created in the likeness of God. God has dominion. And we have dominion. In 10 minutes, let's see what we'll do here. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Can we all read it together? In the beginning, God created. Anybody that cannot say this in church, let's buy him a Bible. Genesis 1:1, let's go. In the beginning, the heavens. God is a creator. In him is the DNA to create. God is always creating wonderful things. Created us in his image. And part of the supernatural likeness we have with God is the ability to create. God is a creator. Dead in his likeness, you can create. Please help me tell somebody, you can create. Tell somebody and say, you can create. Talk to yourself, I can create. You can create solution to every problem that faces you. In fact, the proof that you can create is that the problem came. When the problem comes, is a proof that there is something in you that can create the solution. If you can't create it, it can't come. Please, settle that first. The proof that I'm alive is that when I hit my body, I have pain. when I have a pain, it's a proof that I'm still alive. I hope you know that. When you face problems, when you face challenge, it's a proof that you were created to have dominion. It's a proof that you were created to create solutions to problems. It is not that the devil hates you. It's that the devil is setting exam questions for you. Your examiner in school does not hate you. He wants a proof from you that you are a brilliant student that overcomes. When you face any challenge in life, when you face any difficulty in life, when you have any problem in life, it is a proof that you have dominion and you have the power to create. If you understand that, say amen. Let me hear you. So listen. If I now have a proof to create, a proof that I am a solution to a problem, therefore, if I complain and I murmur, I have sinned against God. Do you understand that? What God? Why God hates murmuring, complaining, and giving excuse is that He has given you dominion. He has given you creativity to solve the problems. So when you cry, when you murmur, when you complain, it's a proof that you are telling God that God, you don't know what you have done. Please, are we church? If you understand, say amen. From today, never blame anybody for not helping you. You are created to solve a problem. You are created to be a creator. You have in you the DNA of God who created everything and said, I have created them in their image. Let them do what I have done also. Okay, let's look at this example. These three. Okay, look at this. Who created this? Man. No, be God. Who created this? Man. How? Give me answer. Me, I hear. Who created this? Where did he get it from? You know what? Man discovers and creates. God has created everything and put it somewhere. As man discovers God, he creates. What God did is to put speaker in a tree. Put gold in the earth. If you want to sit down, you put the tree. You, like God created the tree, you cut it out, you give a chair. So God, everything that we need on earth, God created at the beginning. But we need to discover it. And by creativity, create our own. So every challenge you have is an opportunity for you to be creative and create like your own, like God. Sir, man, is my tyranny too much? Because you need to understand these things to live this year. I was telling them on Tuesday, there are keys. The same key does not open every door. There are things prayer can do. There are things prayer will not do. You have to understand the power of creativity as a key to unlock things in your life. So, God gave you the DNA of creativity so that you can be creative. Can I hear you say, I created in the image of God and I can create. Now help me ask somebody, what I create this year? Ask the person. Hello? If the person is frowning, touch the person and say, Pastor, say me, I ask you. Some people go come to they frown. Who is they frown to? I bet touch the person and stop, Pastor, say me. And if God help you, now you the person won't touch since. You know, he don't get opportunity now. Psalm 104 verse 30. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. and you renew the faith of a God. So God's agent for creating is the Holy Spirit. That was why in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, when the earth was without form, what happened? The Spirit of the Lord hovered over the water. When there is problem and you need to create something, go to the Spirit of God. He is God's agent of creation. Hello. If you have access to the Spirit of God as an artistic person, as you are living, working, new ideas, sleeping, new ideas, chatting, new ideas. So what do? You carry notebook everywhere you go to. So one of my instructions for you this year, Auntie, Slay Queen, reach my anywhere waiting to free you. Do something for yourself this year.
My father, I have suffered enough. Let somebody's son find me. If not you go find yourself.
Let's get back to serious business. This year, God is going to be dropping things in your mind. Start carrying. Maria Dala, Mazata Karia, Berere Rebo, Aria Galaba. Lord, we thank you. Can we lift our hands to him and we bless his name? We bless your name. We thank you.
You are wonderful.
You are worthy.
Oh, Lord.
Let me interpret so that you can see me well. You know, when you have a goat and the goat is angry, it begins like this. There is nothing he will do to the owner. We have been given authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions.
Anyone that arises up against you this year, let them earth open and swallow them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you.
Have your seat. I will conclude my message. Nothing will stop it. So, the Holy Spirit is the agent of creation. I hope you are here. Okay, I've been giving report news that he's stable, he's talking, he's well. So, are you okay? Okay, stay in church. Let's not be distracted. Let's not be distracted. What you have learned now is that some challenges come. Don't bother praying. Just praise God. Did you hear me? Okay. Job 26:13. Quickly. By his spirit. By his wind, the heavens were made fear. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Give the translation that uses by his spirit. Remember the Bible says he's made his messengers wings and made them fire. So it is the spirit of God that is God's agent of creation. Therefore, when you want to create anything in life, who you need to call upon is the spirit of God. So when your business is not working and you want to create something new, you call upon the spirit of God. When you want to change into another business, who do you call upon? You call upon the spirit of God. When they gave you a job to do in the office that is 10 times above your capacity and they want to set you up, who do you talk to? You talk to the spirit of God, because he is the spirit of creation. So listen, so you have the capacity by creativity to shape. You have the capacity to form. You have the capacity to fashion. If you want to know, look at our children. Do you know that some of us, before the children were born, we determine everything. We have written it down that they are going to be. Even if it's not God's will for their life. I'm an accountant. You are going to be an accountant. Whether you like it or not. Yes or yes. So we have many accountants that have been fashioned, shaped, and formed by their parents, not by God. Because you have the power to create and to form. So when things are not working well this year, remember you are supernatural. You have the DNA of creativity. Begin to form. Begin to shape. Begin to create. Starting from your words and then to your hands, you can create. So it is only the Holy Spirit that can help us bring something out of nothing. When Jesus was at Cana of Galilee and the wine was finished, he did not cry. He did not murmur. He did not have an excuse. He created wine out of water. Listen, whatever you need to create great in this year, it's already in your house, it's already in your mind, it's already around you. You are supernatural. Activate creativity in you and create the situations you want in life. Please listen to me. All of us will be served situations we don't want once in a while, and for some people many times, is an opportunity for you to create, to form, to shape, to fashion something out of nothing. So this year, one of the graces you are going to receive is to create and form something out of nothing by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please get ready for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please get ready for that. Now, let me close with this. Exodus 35. 31 to 35. And I want the whole church to read together. 1, 2, go. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skills, with intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship. But leave it there first. Put it there. Just leave it there. What gave him the skill? Look at it.
The Spirit of God. When he wanted to give him skill, he put the Spirit of God in them. And the Spirit of God gave him skills. Gave him intelligence. Gave him knowledge. Gave him craftsmanship. That's why I keep telling you, the Holy Spirit is not for speaking in tongues alone. It is for you to create. It is for skill. It's for you to prevail over all the competition. Let's continue from verse 32. 32. Let's continue. To devise artistic design. To work in gold and silver and bronze. In cutting of stones for setting. In carving wood for the world. In every skilled craft. And he has inspired him to teach. Let's pause there. The Spirit of God gives inspiration for you to achieve anything and everything in life. Depend on the Spirit of God. You know, if the part of the plans you made this year is the number of people you are going to call, the number of letters you are going to carry somewhere, you are starting from the wrong place. Start with the Spirit of God. He's one that will tell you, Biodu, stand up. Call Afiniki now. Because it's time to call Afiniki. Because he has dropped something in the mind of Afiniki concerning me. You might have been rewriting letters to Afiniki for the past 10 years. She is not committed to you until the Spirit of God commits her. Start with the Spirit of God. Don't the cart or the horse. The summary of everything I'm telling you today is that we are created in God's image. God is a creator. And by his Holy Spirit, he inspires us to create. So this year, new poems, new music, new designs, new messages, new inventions, new innovations, all by creativity. Lift up your hands to him. Say, by my hands, I can create. Let your inspiration be upon my hand. Can we pray? Your inspiration upon my hand. Put your hand on your head. By my mind, I can imagine great things. Let your inspiration be upon my mind for creativity. Let your inspiration be upon my mind for creativity. Let your inspiration be upon my mind for creativity. New jobs. New projects. New innovations. New creativity. New opportunities to be creative. New words to say. New things to teach. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. New doors are opened unto me. I access newer and greater intelligence. I access greater knowledge. By inspiration. Oh Lord, inspire me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Job 32 verse 8. We read it. We take one prayer and I leave here. Job 32 verse 8. Give me King James or New King James. Give me King James then. I'm looking for the word inspiration. Okay. Can we all read together? There is a man. Inspiration of the Almighty. Give them understanding of how things work in your line of business. There can be inspiration for you. Stretch your hand here. By the wind of the Lord, by the breath of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, let there be a release of fresh inspiration for creativity, for innovation, for creativity, for innovation, for greater works, for greater acts upon everybody here in the name of Jesus. I now give you 30 seconds to pray for yourself. What do you want to achieve this year creatively? Talk to him. You can't be a fashion designer and be copying designs. There is a spirit in man that inspires him. You can't be a Christian and be cheating in the exam, copying people in the exam. There is a spirit in man that inspires him. Let there be a flow of inspiration here today. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. Let the Lord give you sanctified imagination. Let the Lord activate your imagination. Let the Lord activate your imagination. Let the Lord activate your mind. Let him inspire your mind. Whatever you can imagine, let the Lord ask you, help you to create them. In the name of Jesus, there is a sanctified imagination for you. In the name of Jesus. Never again will you depend on men. Let the Holy Spirit inspire you in a new way. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I ask this year that it will be your year of favor. In the name of Jesus. Some of you don't know what favor means. This year, by divinity, by what divinity will do in your humanity, you will experience extraordinary favor. In the name of Jesus. The first quarter of this year will be better than the accumulations of all the years you have spent on this earth. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Can we share the goodness together and show him? God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. See you tomorrow. See you at the house fellowship. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.